The following program is an exclusive Disruption Network's production.
Disruption Network and First Source Federal Credit Union.
Episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like 3 Up, 3 Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the baseline.
Join the baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyevwofrome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
It's EC Radio. We're sliding into your weekday. What's happening? Monday. And I'm deaf. I can't hear a damn thing ever in my life. I don't know.
Sorry, I'm checking to see if it's
It's working. I just can't hear anything.
Okay.
Technical difficulties, as my life always, always it happens. What's up, everybody? How you doing? It's Z. We're hanging. It is EC Radio time. Before we get into anything, much love out to our friends over at Utica Coffee.
Sorry.
And thank you so much. What did I tell you about lowering that?
I can't help it.
Didn't I tell you to lower that?
Sorry, Dad. I'm always in trouble. My bad.
How funny, in the middle of the Utica Coffee speech, I'm yelling at you.
It's just
Heather would yell at you too.
Yeah, she always does.
And speaking of Heather, I got to thank her from the bottom of my heart. What a great job she did helping us out with Disrupting Hunger yesterday. She was all over the place. And
she's my girl.
We are lucky to have her. That's for damn sure. And we are lucky to have Utica Coffee as a great sponsor of EC Radio. So thank you, Heather. Thank you, Frank. And wake the hell up, Utica. WakeTheHellUp.com. I'm drinking the Mexican organic today.
So am I.
Yeah, I'm going to be a motor mouth. Watch out. Ipa, Ipa, Andre, Andre.
Oh,
yeah. Watch out.
No.
Well, you want to go ahead with me?
Are you ready?
I forgot who I'm sitting with.
That's right.
Also, much love out to my friends at Nye Volkswagen in Rome. You mentioned the D, $250 off any vehicle purchase, pretty much shaving off a first month's payment. And EJA Moving Company, my man Eddie. When you're ready to move and relocate, hit up Eddie at 315-335-0516. Angela Johnson, Michelle Klosick in the house.
Hello.
We're talking about
Hello.
the the re-grand opening of Sickenberger Lane. I know you ladies have been working quite hard over there. Angela has assembled like the Avengers of artists in the area.
That's right.
Seriously,
to
is.
Decorate your place. And
yes.
and
the grand, more than decorated.
And the grand opening's coming
May 10th.
Okay.
Be there.
Be there. Be there. Be there. I love it. I love it. So let's talk about, first of all, what made you want to like revamp the Sickenberger? Were you just kind of sick of the decor?
Oh, absolutely. It's 15 years old.
Is that how long it is?
Yeah, already.
Wow.
Flew by.
Are you kidding me? 15 years?
15 years.
No, you're exaggerating.
I wish I was.
Oh, my God, Michelle.
Yeah, time's flying.
We're getting old. I feel it in my back.
No, not me. I can still kick ass.
You do still kick ass. 15 years, Sickenberger Lane was opened up. And what was it, like a garage or something before that?
Yeah, it was a garage. It held garbage trucks, and the whole inside was just crushed.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Like crushed floor?
Like the floor was crushed, the whole walls, everything was caving in. And the outside was debris from old houses that were there. We took 22 dumpster loads of debris out of that area.
Oh,
I believe
it
is now the courtyard.
Is big though.
Yeah, it cost us more than we thought.
I can imagine. Right.
I said to my husband, "How did we do that?" I mean, and he's like, "So I'm doing it again." Guess what?
So I don't recall back in the day when it was just like a lot with just a bunch of debris back there.
No, it was horrible. Yeah.
Like a junkyard type of thing?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, there was a house and the remnants of the house were still there. And it was just a dump yard.
Uh-huh.
It was bad.
Not anymore.
No.
You put a lot of work in it. And then so now you decided to revamp it. And you changed the name. Is that correct?
Well, we're shortening it just like everybody else shortens. You know, their name. So it's Sicken at 624. Still Sickenberger Lane, but people call it Sicken anyways. So we're going with it. Right, Ange?
Yes. We've decided.
Yay. I'm a person that can't make up my mind.
We've
Angela's
gone through a couple names.
Hey,
it's been an adventure.
I have to put them out there and feel them out.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just feel it. And so, yeah, it came to Sicken at 624. So, yeah.
And for those that don't know, it's 624 Varick Street. That's why it's 624.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just if you're curious.
So, I've been driving her nuts. She's still
thing.
My friend. Thank God.
I still love you.
The changing of the name was a collaborative thing. It was kind of like a round table.
I would say so.
Yeah, she said she wanted to change it. We weren't sure to what.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a lot of things kind of thrown around. And she was like, it's definitely going to be this. And then, definitely not going to be that.
I feel that. And I put it out there. And, no, it doesn't feel right. That's how I work. So.
And, you know, what
that's
better
my process.
Way? I mean, you gotta, it's gotta connect. You gotta connect with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this energy that this bar is bringing to Varick Street is so different from everything else that's there and anything else that's in this general. I don't know any other bar like this
I've
ever been to. So
not in upstate.
Just, I'm really hoping that the energy, the people that come, everybody feels it when they walk in. It's like an experience. So, yeah, as you know, like that's. Like my
I know
jam.
How you do it.
My jam. I love to create like environments for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
So this, I'm so excited because normally I do like the pop-up shows and things. And but this is like a permanent public display of creativity and strength and community and for people to be able to walk in and enjoy it. It just, I already was like, the other weekend we had like everybody muraling outside with the spray cans and it was like Christmas and I kept crying like a ridiculous baby. I was just
was
like,
awesome.
I'm so happy.
It's like all her children were there.
Happening. It's like everybody's creating together and like, this is what it's about. Like, this is what I want to bring to people. And I'm so glad Michelle asked me to do this because I was like, this is the coolest job I've ever done. And like, this is just what I foresee the city doing. And like, artists are the light bringers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are
right.
The people always ahead of a movement.
Part of the fabric of the city.
Yeah. And like, you know, I think that more people, as they see what the talent level is collectively as a group and individually, hopefully other people will get on the art train and realize like how important it is. It's not just about
choo-choo.
Yeah. Just about like painting a canvas. It's about changing our city and like representing expression, personal expression, community, each other. I mean, it's just magic. So
did you wake up one day and just be like, I need to change this place all over again?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just had
absolutely.
Enough.
Absolutely.
Did you
had enough? Last summer was great and it was a great summer. We were you know, to capacity.
Yeah, you guys kill it during the
every
summertime.
Every Thursday. Right. And we were very blessed with good weather. Mm-hmm. But I just did not feel that decor inside. It just, I had to go.
It got old?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. And I'm always cutting edge kind of person. Yep, so, yep. You know, bury me in my leather jacket. So.
And if you got to think outside the box, who better to mm-hmm. call than Miss BB Design over here, right?
Of course.
She is Miss Outside the Box. It's for damn sure. Yeah. And it's cool because she has such a huge pond to fish from when it comes to artists in the area.
But
and
like,
the talent level is through the roof.
They are. It's not about me as much as it's the collective. It's how strong we are together. Mm-hmm. It's not about one person. It's about the power when we work together, what we can do as an artist collective in Utica. You know, Utica Love is that just that. And representing our city and the surrounding areas in a way that hasn't been represented. Because, you know, to do an art show, it's amazing and awesome and it brings people together. But, like, to do walls of art and have people, like, stand in it is different.
Yeah.
Which is different.
And I gave every artist free rein for their section.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't tell them what to do, whatever. They did whatever came out of their heart.
Like, literally no guidelines.
None.
Mm-mm.
Just
like,
do it.
Uh-huh. Here's the keys, Ange.
How long did it take all this?
We started
it's going on for a while, right?
We started the idea like last summer, but like we started actual work like September, October of 2018, and worked through the winter. And there's no heat in Sickenberger, so
it was brutal.
It was a labor of love, but it was amazing. And nobody complained. Like every artist that was working inside, was totally just excited. Everybody's been just lit up about this opportunity. How often do you get to create something that has no rules? Because normally when you get a job, you know, like there's like, I want this, I want you to use these kind of colors, which is great. And I love to do that. But like, it's different to be able to just express yourself and create whatever you want.
Right.
And
everybody has their own style too. So you're not going to see just
one type of artwork.
No. So many different styles. I was just talking to Tony Thompson. He's down there working on a mural. And his is 3D. It's
3D?
3D. It's really, really cool. It's mm-hmm. a really cool piece.
It like jumps out at you?
Yeah. It's got like levels, like layers.
Okay, I gotcha.
To his. Jen Major also did like some 3D elements to her piece. Mm-hmm. And so you have everything from like graffiti art to like fine arts painting, like throughout, where it's like portrait painting almost. And like, it's like no matter what you're into, there's something that you're gonna like be drawn to in the bar because it's all so different, but yet it all flows. Like, it's luckily it all culminated.
Well, they
and
work
came
together,
together
too with blending
yeah,
into
we
each
did
other's
get
section.
To blend. So we're able to blend with certain colors, like teal's a big color throughout. Well, one, it's like mm-hmm. my favorite color and everything, so I put teal in everything. And Michelle happened to really like it too, so that's like an element in like the metal theme, and it's like concrete industrial kind of feel in there. So like there's unifying elements in the in the craziness.
Yep.
But like it's definitely like bring your sunglasses, people, check out the color.
It's gonna be the ultimate selfie spot.
Like
the whole place is gonna be the ultimate.
God.
Yeah,
inside and out,
all the selfie ladies in the world and men, get ready. You're gonna have like every backdrop for every outfit. You know, you can match your eyeshadow to the artwork. I mean, whatever you want to do. But it just, and you're going to be helping getting artists' artwork out by taking selfies. So it's not just like a you thing. Like, you're supporting our community by sharing this artwork in your selfie and, mm-hmm. you know, showing up and posting on social media and such.
Attention, Instagram models.
Yes. Bring them all the beauties down. Let's go.
Exactly. You have been put on notice. But cool. This is cool. Let's talk about the grand opening. Grand opening coming up May 10th. Next week. Can you believe it's May already?
Oh, God.
My God. The weather, you would never know, but it is May on the calendar.
It will be sunny and beautiful on May 10th.
Just like you two. Mm-hmm. Just like the
we
both of you.
We will bring the sunshine no matter what.
Yes. Yes.
So the ribbon cuttings with the Chamber of Commerce at 5:15. The garage door opens at 5:30. We have entertainment from High Caliber
Entertainment. So they're known the most around here from the casino. There are a lot of the aerialists and stuff from the casino. In They're going to be coming up from Long Island to do some dancing and some surprise different things for us. Beautiful ladies for all of us to enjoy.
Stilt walkers.
And, you know, it's going to be an adventure. I don't want to tell you everything. Just know it'll be crazy.
Right.
It'll be good.
It's got Angela's touch on it. Yeah. You know it's going to be freaky.
Funk on it,
you know it's going to be a little funky. Yeah.
And then we have a whole dance section prepared from Dance with Utica with Christina D'Amico. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be part of this as well. And she's always a blast. She helped out, you know, when we did Flower Fest and did the flash mob. And she does such a great job. And she's always the first person to, like, hop in and, like, support anything I'm doing or for the community. So thank you, Christina. You're awesome.
Oh, she is.
And then we have, of course, the very own Ease One going to be DJing.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, never met him before in my life.
He has a piece on the wall.
He does. He actually did a little graffiti piece, too, when you walk in. Mm-hmm. So you'll be seeing his artwork as well as hearing his music be playing. So
excellent.
We're excited to have Gabe.
So he did some graffiti art?
Mm-hmm.
Did he? Absolutely. Is it like his landscape type of thing, or is it like wording?
I'm not
going
to tell you.
It's like
character
throwback a little bit.
Yeah,
throwback. I would say, you know, kind of like he's old. No, Gabe, I'm just kidding.
No, he is.
No, I'm not. but yeah, so it's different flavor. Like I said, everybody's going to have a different flavor. Gabe kind of went throwback a little bit, cartoony. It's fun.
You go with what you know, right? And Gabe definitely knows the throwback. That's for sure. So it's like 80s style, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Fat bubble letters type of thing.
Yeah,
cool.
So, but it's fun and it's a great element when you walk in. And what else we got for entertainment that night? We have some live painting happening. We're not sure everybody that's going to be involved, but there will be some spray paint artists that are going to be creating while everything's going on outside.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there's going to be food and specialty cocktails. So Michelle is designing a full list of new drinks that are mixed for your pleasure.
Yeah, named after famous graffiti artists in the world.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Is there a Banksy in there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's in the Banksy?
I'm not telling you yet. You got to try it.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's going to be a whole list of different...
That scares me.
...specialty drinks that people can order that they've never had before. So, you know, try a cocktail, come down, hang out, check out the artwork, listen to music, dance with us, party with us, you know, like, enjoy it. All the artists are going to be there. So, like, if there's somebody that you, like, know that's going to be in the list, which I have the full list of everybody so far that's involved, we actually still have people, like, filtering in. And I'm like, yeah, come down. We got space. Like, a square, you can have it. Like,
I had a new artist come in today.
Yeah.
So you have more space on the walls?
There's a few more.
Yeah. There's
not much left.
No, not much left. Because I put more up. And it just keeps getting
filled, which is amazing.
Like, everybody wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
Any artist.
So, I mean, if you're dying to be a part, please reach out. We'll see if there's something we can have you do. There's really no, like, age limit. We've had some college kids to, like, seasoned professional painters in there. So, because it's not, that's the one thing about art. Like, it's a different experience for everybody. So there's going to be a piece like that's terrible. Like, people say, oh, that's terrible, or I don't like that. Good. Like, you got a reaction, right? It's not about, like, whether it's good or bad. It's like, how does it make you feel? Like, what did you get from that? Or that reminds me of when I used to color in the coloring book, or I went to New York City and I saw a piece like that. Like, so it brings you up to a space and time or a new experience. Like, oh, I've never seen anything like that before. I wonder where they got that idea from. You start thinking about other people, their experience, how they create. It's just like a domino effect.
Awesome. Awesome. So now that Tickenburger is going to be up and going again, are you switching formats over there? Are you still sticking to the same format on Thursday nights?
Same format on Thursday nights, but we'll be open Friday and Saturday. We'll have different events going on, depending what's going on in town.
Great.
So we're trying to work with that. I'm just trying to see what's morphing, you know, what people are coming to me with ideas. And I don't want to say what they are yet, but there's some really cool stuff that people are coming to me with.
Yeah.
They want to be involved doing. So I just hope it's completely different.
Yes. I love it. And since we're on the topic, might as well announce our big metal party that we're throwing on July 20th at Sickenberger Lane. We're disrupting Varick Street with some heavy metal. I'm excited, man. We're bringing up a great band, a former Utica resident, as a matter of fact, the guy I went to high school with. His band is doing great things down in the South. They're coming up from Charlotte, North Carolina.
We're excited to have them.
And then we have the Ultimate Pantera Tribute Band, Vulgar Display, and then one of my favorite local bands, too, is Beside the Sun. So it's going to be a pretty kick-ass show over at Sickenberger Lane. The D disrupts Varick Street with metal. It's going down on July 20th. And thank you for opening up your doors.
Of course.
I, like, hit her up. I'm like, do you want to do a metal show? She's like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, there was no twisting an arm or anything like that.
Anything is going to fit there, you know?
I think so, too.
Any kind of art, because music is art. So it's all going to fit.
Right. And you know what I love about your place, too? If it's beautiful, we could do it outside. Yeah. If it rains, we could do it inside.
And we have a beautiful stage now.
Now, did you revamp the stage, or is it still the same? Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that face. Like, come on. Look at me.
Yeah, no, it's... luckily, I was the artist that got to do the whole background of the stage.
Okay.
So behind the stage, you'll see one of my pieces, and the stage we built out bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Heath, I want to shout you out, Mr. Construction Magic Man.
He
made everything happen. Like, no matter what the heck came out of my brain, he was like, okay, I could do that.
You have to remember, you know, too, he went to Pratt. He's an artist.
Yeah.
He went to Pratt Art School, too, besides being a contractor. So he has that twist.
So he kind of gets, like, when I'm trying to relay what I'm trying to say, and he's like, yeah, he didn't tell me no once.
Do you like?
Like, I want it to look like this.
Uh-huh.
Can you make that happen? And he's like, yeah, he didn't tell me no once.
Do you like draw it out for him though?
I showed him like referencing kind of pictures.
I gotcha.
And like then, you know, depending on what we're doing.
The lighting he nailed.
The lighting, I am like pumped. I was like, this
it's really
is
cool.
The lighting on the stage?
No, the lighting.
Or just lighting
in the, bar,
in the whole
the
place?
Bar,
okay.
And the stage lighting, there's a lot more lighting in there in general. Just so
really artsy lighting.
So you could see the artwork more, because it was so dark, like, in the back, that you couldn't really see the colors and the changes in the paint and things like that. So the light is a lot better than it was.
Yeah, check out our Facebook page, Sickenberger Lane Facebook page. Facebook wouldn't let me change it yet.
So
I tried to put in to change
it. Yeah, it takes a minute.
Yeah, well, yeah, they want proof and all this.
Yeah.
So it will be sicking at 624, but
we're working on the process with Facebook.
Yeah, so you can kind of, if you check the page out, we've been posting like teasers and different things, and there's going to be, I'll actually post the first one tonight, like artist spotlights with pictures of the artists and like a little bit about them and people that were involved, because I want you all to know, like, every artist has a story, and it's so important to like get to know them as much as it is their work, so you can understand it if you're interested, and if you're not, cool, like, it looks cool too, like
right.
But like, I just, most of these people are from Utica, and like
their stories are amazing.
Yeah, like, It's unbelievable where people have come from and how they create and how they develop.
What they've been through.
And I think it's so important to get these artists out there, because there's not a whole lot of people like Michelle that is like willing to let people express themselves freely and publicly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think Utica, honestly, I'm going to say, take some notes. Like, let's get some more public art out there on the walls, and like have the city budget support it, and not have to have everything independently funded, because it's hard, like, to find people that are, one, willing to not know the end product and be like, and not that we can't put a sketch together of what we're going to do or if we're going to do a wall, but just to be willing and open to just know that like people are expressing themselves and that's enough, and they're going to make something beautiful.
And you're well-versed in doing community events. I mean, I feel like you do community events every day. You're involved some way, shape, or form. You got anything coming up that you could plug other than the grand opening?
Yes, actually, it's going to be at Sickenberger Lane as well. It's going to be the Soul Sisters Movement.
Okay.
So this is an all-female but loving males event in August.
Yep.
So it's going to be August 16th and 17th at Sickenberger. And we're going to be doing a pop-up art show, music, and speakers. So Soul Sisters speak, Soul Sisters show, and Soul Sisters sing. So there will be three different elements, and I want to show off all the amazing, talented women in our area and how really capable they are. Like, and it's not to... in no way discounting men. They're so important.
Of course.
Men. We all love men. It's just...
I don't.
There's something like... there's some you gotta love somewhere. But just the connection and the importance of sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's not something that I've done before. And, you know, those that don't know, I am an integrative holistic life coach. So I in my recent years have really found how powerful women are together and like how that was missing from my life. So people that are in a place where you feel alone or you want more of like a connection, this could be a great opportunity for you to come meet really creative souls that are like-minded and creating a new environment for Utica. And
I've been doing work.
And so is Michelle. Michelle's been involved too.
About 2 years now. And the holistic life self-improvement, it's really tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep and tough.
It
and
is.
I think this is why I'm doing this.
But like, look at what you're like, if you look at Michelle though, like, in 2 years, look at the you guys haven't seen it yet, so I can't. You'll see it when you get there. But like, she's making changes. She's a catalyst for Varick Street and Utica.
She has been on Varick Street, catalyst,
and like
she's run that street forever.
And like, this is just the new version and new and opportunity,
new and improved.
Yeah.
But Michelle 7.0.
So fun people in this town. I just love it.
There is, and we're finding them all.
They all look attractive to me. I just love it.
Yeah.
Heather and like, I mean, everybody.
You,
like
you, I mean, I can't.
There is a lot of great people in town for sure. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Shoot, I can't figure it out. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I did not see the Utica Simpsons episode, but
everybody's up in arms about it.
Let's make our own with our art.
Yeah. Everybody's so, kind of like, up in arms about it.
I didn't see it, so I don't know like what the song was about.
It was a knock on all of upstate New York. It wasn't just Utica, but you know what? It's comedy. People need to loosen up. It's only it's only a joke type of thing. It's the freaking Simpsons. When you're taking the Simpsons serious, people, you got problems. I'm sorry. You do. When you're taking the Simpsons.
Enough, I didn't know they were still on.
You're getting offended by the Simpsons. Come on, guys. You know, it was kind of funny, and the truth hurts a little bit. I hate to tell you.
And if you
but
don't
that's my soapbox for the day. Go ahead.
And if you don't like it, change it.
Right.
I am.
Exactly. It was kind of like an eye-opening experience. Like, huh, well, these problems do exist in our community, and the Simpsons are displaying that to 4 million people. So maybe you should wake up and make some change about it.
Right. Like, let's all get on the positive change train and, like, you know, don't contribute. Change it.
Yes.
You know, contribute to something new.
Yeah. And stop.
That's going to make an impact.
Everybody's so sensitive. Stop being so damn sensitive in
this
stuff.
Toughen up.
God, toughen up. Exactly. Anyways.
And we digress.
And we digress.
So can I talk about some of the artists that are involved?
Yes, of course. This is why you're here.
Okay, so there was a group that's been with us basically working since October, and then some recent other people that we had like this big art party, which is also like the day I was crying, I was telling you about. And so I want to kind of talk about the original artists that have been included from the beginning. So Maria Valise, of course, wouldn't be Utica Project without her, right? So those that don't know, she owns Retro Sorrento. And
she's your number one draft pick, right?
She's one of them.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that I would
like.
She's
right up
there
on your number one pick, though.
She's just a good soul. Yeah. I love her and what she does and her style. And she's the one that does all the Saranac labels. If you don't know Maria, that's probably like what you'd know her style from. So I was really happy to have her. And then of course, Tino, the rock star Lopez,
I love all my artists. I just want to keep them all.
Yeah. And Michelle's like,
they're like your kids, huh, Michelle?
Projects.
They're like your kids.
I don't want them to go. I see them every day. Like every day I see one of the artists for the past
6 to 8 months, 8 months.
They're my family.
So Tino is not only a super talented artist, but he's the hardest worker ever. Like just shows up and gets it done. And his mind and how he creates is unlike anything I've ever seen. I can't. So he did the men's bathroom. Guys, you're not prepared for about what you're going to walk into. So have a couple cocktails, then go in the bathroom for fun.
More
the,
selfie stations in the bathroom.
Like crazy craziness in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun house.
It's like a fun house in there.
yeah.
So he's done like a ton of work in the bar, and not only like just the artwork, but like physical labor to help support the bar. So I just really wanted to highlight him because we just really appreciate everything that Tino does. So. And then I did mention Jen Major. She's on Team BB. So BB Design, she's been with me for, I think, 3 years now. And she, I feel like, is like one of the most underrated artists locally. She's super talented and she's super humble. And she doesn't like like when people talk about her or give her compliments, and she's so special. And Jen, you just got to keep creating, girlfriend, on a big scale.
She's very loving. I love her.
Yeah, she's a great person. So she did this kick-ass mural in the back with me, so like mine runs into hers in the back. So and she's got some like 3D mm-hmm. wood elements, and I want to give a shout out to her boyfriend Ryan Quinn too, because he's been like busting his butt with us. He like cut out the wood for her and like's been doing lighting and like random
nice
he's supporting her and us. Very cool guy.
And then of course Tony Thompson, always supporting of Utica and his style. Like there's not one person that will walk in and doesn't know it's like a Tony Thompson mm-hmm. piece. Like that's his jam.
Did you collaborate with all these pieces? Did you can maybe throw a little twist on it, or you have your own section
no,
too?
No, I have my own section.
Okay.
So I did my own murals, and then I just kind of told them like the feel that we were kind of go with, but I wanted everyone to be free
yeah.
and like create what they wanted, mm-hmm. just like Michelle, like she's like, I want everybody
I
to
wanted.
Like a free expression. And I was just like, okay, so like we just need to make sure the transitions kind of work, and can you guys work together? So usually the two artists that were next to each other would come up with a plan on how to make them kind of jive into each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really it. And then like all the other elements, like the stools and the metal and stuff, I did to kind of unify the rest of the, well, actually Steve is
my
doing,
husband's been a huge support.
Yeah. Steve is
a rock star.
I mean, the only person that works harder than Steve is Michelle.
Yeah, he's been working
no,
really,
I'm just kidding,
really
Steve.
Hard.
Just
yeah.
kidding. Yeah. But he's totally taken us in stride. And like,
I'm a lot to deal with.
We're a lot to deal with as a
really?
Oh, as a duo?
As a duo, me and her, we're like, Steve.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
So he's been a trooper, and he's like recovering stools and like doing all kinds of stuff. And oh my gosh, we just really appreciate him too. So I have a few more people, and then I have some outside people. But Kathy Marsh, a lot of people know her as the Mosaic Queen, you know, a night of public
art.
Yep. She does, like, all the trash cans and the different mosaic, beautiful artwork. And she actually did a Sharpie mural.
Yeah, she did. But
wow.
It's huge.
Huge mural just from Sharpie. It's all black and white. Really cool.
Really?
Yeah, so like you'll get that experience. Thank you so much, Kathy.
That Nicole, sounds like that takes a lot of time right there.
Yeah, yeah. Most of us inside, we spent
months
painting in there.
Wow.
And then the outside stuff, we were kind of trying to make more street
yeah.
feel. Like, not that there's not inside, but like it's very specifically more like spray paint art and stuff outside.
And it's all installation, so we'll all come down in the winter and be stored away so it won't get ruined,
mm-hmm.
and then put back up in the spring.
Hmm.
So it's really cool. A lot of, yeah, good pieces.
Yeah.
Now, what about, is there exterior art too on the
yeah,
building and stuff like that? The
yeah.
whole out in the courtyard?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to have to actually count the pieces, but it's lining all the walls, all the deck.
It's all
stage.
Yep, installation art.
Yeah.
So one of the names we were playing with was Titanium.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle will tell you why.
Well, Titanium, there's a song, and it talks about bullying, in which people bully Utica, which we just had with The Simpsons, you know? So, you know, and the main ingredient in paint is titanium oxide. So we call the stage Titanium. I mean, you know, we're a tough city, and we're going to show them what we have.
Yep.
Right. And you know? We shouldn't get like this negative press, get us down, people.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
You know?
I look at it as we're being acknowledged.
Right. Like
you know?
What other little city is getting in?
Yeah.
Well, wait till they see my bar.
See
right.
Homer Simpson wants to come to my bar.
Homer Simpson didn't wear any other mayor's vest or anything like that. It was the mayor of Oriskany.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
he was out front of MVCC hanging out. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, some of the content was negative, but.
That's okay.
It's eye opening, I think.
If it wasn't going to be about that, it'd be about something else.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's like when people, like, when you decide to do something like this, there's always going to be somebody that's negative, mm-hmm. you know? But the thing is those people are always going to be negative. Like, whether
yeah,
they're negative about
them.
A bar
right.
or negative about something else, it's what they
All
are.
All the negative people left my life.
I think so, too.
It's good
I
to
mean,
get rid
I
of the negative.
I am nothing but positive. I try to think what comes out of my mouth. Because of that, positive people stay, but the negative people have gone.
Good.
They're gone. I love it.
Lightbringers unite.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Do you have more artists you got to give shout-outs to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, you got a whole list. Go through it. Go through it.
I didn't want to forget anybody.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you wrote it down. That's smart, Ange.
I try to be every now
I
and
learned
then.
A few things from you, Ange. No, I have. I've learned a few things from you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd love to hear about them sometime.
Well, one, to save the hashtags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, notes. And making notes and stuff like that, like so Instagram and social media type stuff. I've learned some stuff from you.
Yeah, because it just makes it faster.
And it makes it faster. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've watched you, and I was inspired, too, in the way you handle meetings when we were doing Flower Fest.
Yeah.
You handle meetings very well, and you're very...
Yeah, she is. What she's doing.
She just gets it done, you know? It's inspiring.
This is why she's a coach, too, because a holistic coach, because you learn that from her.
Yeah.
That's what you will learn. You'll be learned to be a leader.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We love you.
I just write action.
You know,
what's
and
the right thing to
you
do?
Learn when you have negativity hit you what to do. That's mm-hmm. usually people fold.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to her so many times during this process. So, and it's
we're
good.
Getting there.
Yeah.
We're showing up. You know, the most important thing is just show up, you know, and then deal with what's there.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid of it. Just keep going after it. And that's the thing, too. Like, just make a decision and do it.
Yeah.
Like,
don't overthink.
Don't overthink it. And like, yeah, you don't want to like blow up your life. But mm-hmm. like at the same point, like if you're inspired to do something, don't wait for this person to say, okay, like don't wait for permission. Just do it. And then, you know, see what comes up and see what obstacles are there and then find a way to get through them. Like, yeah.
Solid
do
advice.
It.
Solid
and,
advice.
So Nicole Latini, she...
I like how you just went right into it. Awesome.
I want to just
you're
get
smooth.
These people's names because they're just so important to mm-hmm. me, and they're all as important as any of us is this. Like I said, the collective is just really important.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicole Latini, she's actually from Syracuse. She's a fellow Legacy Life coach as well and an artist. And she drove down from Syracuse to work weekends to come do this. So thank you, Nicole. She did a cool... Sailor Jerry style tattoo-ish area.
Yeah.
So like you'll see that kind of style there.
I like that type of style.
And then Tom Sablorio, he's people know him as a photographer, mostly mm-hmm. Tom Studios Photography, but he's super talented artist as well.
He did a really, really cool different piece.
Mm-hmm. And he's very different from like the rest of the group. Like he did more of like a fine arts feel to his.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a really cool addition to the group.
Yeah.
Eric Cleveland, Slayer, people know him as the artist named Slayer. He is also been a huge contributor to overall everything. Like anytime something needed to be done, he's like, okay, just tell me what you need. And
Michelle came up with ideas to throw on the wall for other, like I have my own little area, what I wanted. And yeah, he was like, okay, got it. Okay.
Yep. So she's got like different things that represent people in her family, and he created all that for us. And mm-hmm. he does like the spray paint art outside. Like he was at Flower Fest, and he's done almost all. I think he's done all the Utica Love shows that I've done. So
you said his name wrong. Eric. It's Slayer. Sorry.
That's you. Okay. You're welcome, Eric. You're welcome. And Ryan Clement, she's also on the BB team. She's a yoga instructor. She works at Utica College full time. She's a mother of two. Super talented person as well. Doesn't know her greatness yet. Like, she did this beautiful calming. She did the women's bathroom. So when you go into the women's bathroom, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
She did a really nice job.
Wait till you see the stalls. Yeah. I mean, they're selfie places.
It's
too.
So, yeah, while you're,
just keep your pants up. Yeah. And take a picture.
keep your pants on.
Well, you're in the bathroom though. How are you gonna keep your pants on?
And then Joe Mandia, he did a really cool piece for Steve, actually, because Steve always wanted to do, I'll let Michelle tell you about
that. So I wanted my husband to be part of this because I can be very overwhelming and it can take over. And I asked him, what would you want for a piece for yourself, you know? And so he had Joe Mandia make him, so he's sitting at the table with like three of his favorite celebrities. I'm not going to say who they are right now. And so Joe sketched those out, and it's a huge piece that goes.
It's like
goes
a caricature kind of style.
And tell him what Joe does, what his background is.
Yeah, he's got like animation background. Lived in L.A. He did like commercials and cartoons and all different stuff. And he's just got like a gamut of skill sets in all kinds of arenas, digital and sketching and painting. So,
oh, cool.
He's really
talented. He's originally from New Hartford, graduated mm-hmm. high school with my sister. How small world.
Yep.
His talent we have coming out of this
and his
area is amazing.
Strong,
it really is.
Stronghold Animation is his company.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check him out, Stronghold Animation. And then Rochelle Makey. Rochelle, I can't say enough about her. She's
special.
She just now just started calling herself an artist after like a year of like Rochelle, you are an artist. And she's a science, she does STEAM, Works Ability Lab. And she works with underprivileged kids. She does science. She does math. She works with, like, House Good Shepherd.
She does ski schools, too.
Ski school. She's done, like, everything. Like, if she's the person that you call, like, if you don't know, if you need something, and then she'll have it. Like, do you have this screwdriver, this wrench, this, do you know how to make this? Can you do this? Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. She has everything in her office. But anyway, she was super resourceful. Another person that always shows up for us. Thank you, Rochelle. And she made a really cool geometric shapes mural. So it's all shapes, different circles, squares, triangles, but at when all you colorful. Put it together, it's like super cool.
Yeah.
And then I want to take a break from the artist for a minute and just talk about Erin Covey.
She's absolutely.
She's a photographer locally, Erin Covey Creative, and she last Saturday. I just want to talk about last Saturday. Can we just talk about last Saturday?
The mic is yours.
Okay. Ange cried a lot.
Oh, my God. I cried a lot.
And she had her makeup on.
I did have my makeup on because we had to do, like, these headshots or whatever for marketing for the bar. But we had 12 or 13 people all outside painting. And Erin's just, like, a rock star. She's laying on the ground taking pictures of people painting and got, like, these amazing shots of, like, spray cans and brushes and colors and people
in action,
like the
painting.
Way she captures people is like real life. It's not like a pose fake kind of caption. Like, so she's special, and she came out and she helped us. And that day was like when you get invited to a party and we're like, hey, we got like a ton of spray paint, caps, markers.
We ordered like, I don't know how many, like, thousands of dollars worth of spray paint out of,
like,
Canada.
It was like $3,000.
Yeah.
Bombingscience.com.
Like, honey, we're ordering all this spray paint. It's being shipped from Canada.
I was like, Michelle, be there for the delivery.
Oh,
you
yeah,
can,
I
cannot
was.
Get returned.
That poor UPS man. He had to carry all that. God
so
bless him.
We invited, I put this like group together. I was like, we're throwing the biggest art party ever, and you're invited. You know, like, so come.
Pizzas, beer,
pizzas,
drinks, and
mixed
paint.
Drinks and paint and music. Like, come create with us. And, like, that's, like, what my dreams are made of. Like,
I want this to happen all the time.
I know. Well, we can do jams, like,
oh,
art
we're
jams.
Definitely going to do jams.
Like, of people, like, painting, music, whatever.
Art jams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do it in the cities.
Yeah. Oh, they used to do it a lot at the festivals I used to be a part of back in the day. I'm talking 20 years ago. They would do a whole, you know, the band would play, and there would be an artist right off to the side doing a recreation of that. I've done that at the EC.
Off to the side doing creations.
I've done it at the EC
a
few times.
We're going to
make it happen. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool the way they see them express themselves through the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something we should do. We're working on that one. Hey, let's keep that one.
All right. Lots of opportunities.
Yeah, so, like, if there's anybody listening out there that has an idea that, like,
you have to be different.
It has to be different, obviously. I mean, Michelle has to approve it. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you really want to get something done, reach out. Like, there's no, the only limit is you.
Mm-hmm.
You're only, the person that's limiting you is you. So, like, take an opportunity, something you're inspired to do, and do it. And what's the worst thing that can happen? It doesn't happen. It's better than not knowing and just, like, well, I could do this, but I didn't call that person. Like, that's not a good reason.
Right.
I'd like to go through some of the comments. A lot of people are commenting.
Cool.
And if everybody out there can do us a favor, click the share button and help spread the word. The re-grand opening of Sickenberger Lane that's going down May 10th. Be there. It's going to be good. It's going to be a fun day. Karen Murphy checking in saying, hey, ladies, you're amazing. Love you. Wolfpack sisters.
Yes, love you,
yes.
Boo.
Is this like a thing, Wolfpack? It's like a Full House type of thing? Or
Karen, you know, Romeo was on.
Yeah, she was here
has
before.
Has the possibility.
Absolutely.
Also
she's awesome.
A life coach and one of my very good friends. And Tanya Keller, who is also a life coach. We all traveled to Legacy last year and graduated, and we called ourselves the New York Wolfpack because all three of us were from New York, but now I feel like the pack has expanded, and now there's many wolves in our pack. So we're
Look
very
out.
Excited to have it, you know, loyal, strong.
You know, it just gets people going in Utica to reach the possibilities that they didn't think they could reach, like me,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been away to some, like, three different retreats. They're Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
it's good probably for throwing ideas at each other, too. Like, you probably become stagnant with thinking outside the box after a while. Because when you overthink so much, you just hit a mental wall, and having somebody there to help you throw out ideas and stuff.
This. The last retreat, I brought my daughter, my oldest, who was in medical school.
Mm-hmm.
And when we left the retreat and we were driving home, she's like, I feel so sorry for everybody else that's asleep. Because there's things that you realize that you're in your paradigms, that are in your mind, that you're not breaking through. and it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come out, you realize everybody's doesn't understand what they're doing or what's going on. It's amazing, and it's kind of scary, but it's amazing.
It's an awakening moment. Yeah,
it's an awakening.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like people go away for awakenings to other countries.
Yeah, yeah.
It's here. We have these life coaches that have retreats. It's amazing.
While we're talking about it, Heather Steele and Rebecca Doherty, Rebecca Silence, are, well, Heather Steele is the person that does Legacy Training Institute, who we get certified through. And Rebecca Doherty was like the first of her kind here and was kind of the catalyst, well, was the catalyst for all of us coaches and all this movement of self-growth and life coaching and changing. And now it's her legacy in just Central New York and beyond. Now she's in Colorado and making magic out there, and Heather, and they're doing Legacy again this year and looking for students. So if anybody is interested in learning about life coaching or becoming a coach, Legacy Training Institute, I would sign off on that.
It's the best one because there's so many different ones out there, but this one goes really deep.
And it's not just about like a $35 certification online. Like it's life changing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Karen, Karen, it was the Wolf Pack starter. She bought us t-shirts. It was awesome.
Nice.
We traveled in our Wolf t-shirts.
Yes.
So,
our girl Gia checking in. She's saying she loves all of us.
G-Unit.
Even me too. Donna is saying you're both killing it, and this is the A-Team. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you, Donna D.
It's going to be amazing. And also, Eric checking in. He's saying these ladies killed it. It's amazing, Z. You're going to love it.
Love you, boo.
Hashtag Wolfpack.
That's right.
That's the thing, huh? Everybody's excited to see this space. Devin Mahoney from the Uptown Theater saying we need change to the narrative here and to change it everywhere else as well.
Probably absolutely,
talking
Devin.
About the Simpsons thing, of course. And
let's ignore the Simpsons. We're just taking on Utica by ourselves.
I think it's funny. Anyways, Dawn saying she's with you, Michelle. No negativity allowed. And that's exactly what we don't want. We don't want it. There is a lot of negativity that goes in the area, but it has been less and less lately.
I agree.
And when you got great things happening, such as what you're doing, there's so many great people doing great things in this town.
So many creatives doing,
yeah,
like Devin Mahoney. I mean, amazing over
there. Yeah, thank you, Devin, for everything you're doing for the city right now. It's amazing.
We talk about it every day here, and there's so much going on and so many creative people doing great things, not even just on the art aspect, but music too. I was out at 12 North on Saturday night? I don't even know what day it was, but anyways, place was packed for a band that's never even been out there before for a debut show, Tale of the Monster, and it was off the charts. It was really good. So it's good to see like the music community come together, the art community come together. Now we got to bring it all together.
I believe it's all one.
It is. Oh yeah, for sure. Don Shea's saying, I'm thinking, hoping that this new image will attract customers, patrons that have a positive creative mindset.
Exactly.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Which will be awesome to mingle and network while having a great time.
Yes. Absolutely. We hope so, too.
That's exactly what you're going for. Yep. And Heather's checking in. And Heather, I want to thank you so much for doing what you did yesterday
over at
Disrupting Hunger, man. We had a great time. She painted my head. I saw it.
Yeah, I was like, go girl.
My D head.
Yeah. Heather's got a mural outside at the bar.
Okay.
So she did one. I think she's going to do two. I think she started
working
on another
one. Which Heather are you talking
about? Rosowski.
Is she talking or is it is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I love her.
She did like a face.
Hi, Heather.
She did paint for them yesterday.
She did all the kids up.
Great job, Heather.
She did a great job. So you're lucky to have her.
I am.
Yes, you are.
She was my first person that worked for me at BB, and she volunteered because she just liked what we were doing, and she was like the first person to ever support me other than like my family. And she's like, I'll just work for free until you can pay me.
Well, she's saying she loves her girls. So,
oh, we love you too, Heather. Thank you.
And Adeline's saying, keep kicking ass, ladies. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adeline.
Thank you, Adeline. And like I said earlier, if you guys can just click the share button and help spread the word, that would be great. Spread the word of the D. Spread the word of the grand opening. Spread the word of BB Design. And we're doing the mayor cleanup team again if you want to jump in. It's May 22nd.
Oh, it's May 22nd. I thought it was the 8th. Okay, it's the 22nd. May 22nd. That's better for me because that's not 2 days before the opening.
Yeah, we're actually, I'm going to do the event today and put it all up and get that out there. We wanted to get through Disrupting Hunger first before we started announcing this one, but the mayor cleanup team, we're all meeting over at the same principle as last year. You meet up at City Hall, we get together, we hop a bus, we clean the streets of Utica together. It's always a great time. We have a blast doing it, and we're doing a good deed for the community. And we see some things, man. We really do.
It's
we see
an
some
adventure.
Things.
There. You never know what you're going to pick up.
You never know. Oh, you never know.
We've had a gamut of items.
Yeah.
Yes.
We should do a scavenger hunt or something.
See what we can find.
Yeah, everybody throwing like $5 and whatever you get, you know, I don't know.
Whoever gets the most stuff.
We should make a prize of it.
Yeah, who's in for that? Let's go.
Yeah, we should do something. But that's May 22nd. It's a Wednesday. We're meeting down at City Hall. Hop the bus, 11 o'clock, and we'll go clean up the streets of Utica. So, yeah, you got to come join us with that.
I will. I'll be there.
She's been with us for two of them we've done so far, right? So this has been three years in a row we've been doing it. Yeah, yeah, cool. We've always had a good time doing it together.
Yeah.
Dawn saying thank you for stepping up yesterday, Heather. So they're giving each other love over here on the Facebook. So, yes, thank you.
I want to give one more shout-out to Eric, the love of my life. Thank you so much for dealing with all the craziness.
Like, he's a saint.
He's a good man.
He's
an amazing man.
He came up with our tagline, too.
He did.
What's the tagline?
Paint your own lane.
Uh-huh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's Sicken at 624, paint your own lane.
Mm-hmm. Good twist. I like
it. He just won an award, the Circle of Excellence Award.
I seen that. Congratulations,
so,
buddy.
Keep killing it, babe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Another person doing great things in the community.
Yep.
He's a good partner.
Yeah, he kicks ass.
Partner in crime.
I really love what he's doing. When you got some time, man, come out and hang out with me sometime over here.
He should be on this.
He's been here before.
He's been here with the fitness.
Yeah, he's been here before a couple times. Yeah. I love talking with E. He's a good dude. You did good, Ange.
Thanks.
And he did good as well.
That's right.
All right, this is the time of the podcast where I throw Angela under the bus.
Let's do it.
Because you see this right here? You see this?
No. Don't think I didn't see it when I walked in.
You see
in.
This? Do you see how gaudy that looks?
A mural, we should have brought spray cans.
Do you see how gaudy this looks? Right? Everybody thinks this is a real brick wall. It's not. It's fake.
No,
it's fake.
It's a piece of cloth that's hung up by hooks.
Right, exactly. Which was supposed to be
a mural.
Done by
me.
Uh-huh.
I've been keeping her busy.
I know she's busy.
Years ago.
I know. It was a year ago we made this deal. But I'm throwing you under the bus right now.
It's okay. I have nothing to say. I'm totally accountable. I suck.
No, I know you have been super busy, and Eric's going to get her. Thanks, man. See, now I got the hubby's back. He's got my back.
Okay.
Yes. When are we getting this done?
We need to make a new agreement.
What do you mean new agreement?
No,
I like the old agreement.
No, the old agreement is the agreement. I'm saying like for a date for me to come, meaning like I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Right?
I wanted to do it on air. I did. I wanted to do it while we're going live and just spray painting or do whatever you do in the back, but there might not be enough room for all of us.
Well, you move this up a little bit, and
probably
like I'd probably not use spray paint in here because breathing wise,
and it would cover your equipment.
Why? I love the buzz from spray paint.
Okay, so let's do it.
I'm kidding. It was a joke.
Looking in your keyboard and computer.
No,
so
I know.
Just take it from me.
You speak from experience. I love it.
Said, "What happened to your stereo? Oh my god! I'm like, it still works."
Yes. We had some good ideas going, so whatever. Look at it and get an idea. I want you to feel out, and this is your baby.
All right.
This is your touch. Everybody's going to see it. There's thousands and thousands of people are going to see your work every day.
Okay.
Every day.
You don't got to sell it. Everyone, I am going to paint this mural.
Yes.
She put it out there.
We're putting it out there in the world again.
Put it out there. It was a deal a year ago.
We made it.
It's and in your defense, though, I do know you've been super busy, and I have not busted your chops about it.
No, you haven't. You're a rock star.
I just wait for you to come on air to bust your
chops
about it.
There's also Josh Amodio, who I'd also like to be fully accountable. He asked me for a tattoo. Like,
you tattoo?
No, I mean,
just draw one
out
for
him. Like, God, I don't know how long ago, and I'm so sorry. And like, I told him, I was like, it could be like next Christmas, and he's like, that's cool. But like,
he's a great guy.
He
really
totally
is
dealing with me, and I promise that I'm also going to be coming up with that. Thank you very much. Just didn't want you to. I did not forget about you, Josh. And I know he's Priceless Inspections is.
He's the man.
Yep,
he's the man.
He's always positive.
Super supportive.
He has so much positive energy.
He really is. He's right there first to help out. Anytime you got an event or something going on, whether it's a monetary donation or a tangible donation or just his support in general, he's always right there and first to support. So. We're another gem in our community. There's
absolutely
so many. Look at how many we've talked about today.
Like, let's talk about all these people instead of The Simpsons.
We only brought The Simpsons up twice.
55 people.
Well, I was sick of the color of this backdrop. That's why I had to put the brick up.
I know.
Just to change it up a little bit.
It's like,
I need an Angela on it.
Okay. So May 10th is the grand opening, everyone.
Okay.
And then I will have to start it after the grand opening. I will not be starting it before
Oh, yeah.
But like in May, I will start it.
Yeah?
In May.
Are we shaking on this?
All right. Ready?
Go for it.
Ready?
I'm watching.
There we go. We suck at it.
I won't finish, but I will start it. We'll start work.
So she'll draw it out.
I will. It will be in process.
Listen,
in May.
As long as you could get like behind the camera so the camera can see what's going on
what
first,
gonna,
and then you can work
for?
From there.
What are you,
you know?
Looking? What do you want?
We were talking about doing like an old school microphone.
Yeah, I really
and like,
want to do like an old school microphone cool. with our logos. The,
yeah.
In,
so
different stuff.
All the shows have all their different logos and stuff
and like
that. Whole, so.
And I'll make it bright and fun, though. It won't be like.
Just like your personality?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. That's right, Eric. Did you hear that?
Why would he beg to differ?
Bright and fun. No, I am. I'm just kidding. So there's a couple other artists that were outside, too, that I want to mention. So Serena Masner, she's the newest team member of BB Designs.
I know Serena. She's very cool.
Yeah, she is. And uh-huh. she actually has been doing crystal classes with BB, and like we're doing some different stuff with coaching and crystals and art. And so Serena, thank you. You are a little beautiful soul.
She is.
I just love to be around her. Drew Buff. He is a teacher locally, art teacher, and he did some really cool abstract.
He did one, then he came back a couple days later
and did another one.
Yeah.
So his are really fun, and he's a super talented. He does caricatures and all different sketches and stuff. So like you'll see him locally at a lot of different community events and doing that too.
Do you do characters?
No.
No. Okay.
Not really my thing.
Not your thing.
Alexa McCarthy. You see her paint. She's mostly painting. She doesn't mm-hmm. use spray paint, but she did in the mural that she did with Mandy. They did one together, and then Mandy came back and she did like a cool alien one.
So what they did was like selfie station.
It's like a selfie station, like interactive selfie area.
Those girls are amazing. I love them.
They're sweet people too. Mm-hmm. It was very nice to meet Mandy.
I
love
them
her
all,
before.
But they were sweet.
And then Dave Elephant.
Oh yeah, don't Dave. My whole life, pretty much.
Yeah, I went to art school with him at Munson.
You want to do some graffiti for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Super. That's his forte right there.
Yeah. Cool. Uh-huh. And Melody, I'm sorry if I don't pronounce your name right. Valvia. I don't know how to pronounce it. I just call her Melody, you know?
Yeah.
So she's new. I never met her before that day, and she's a painter too. She's really talented, does a lot of portraits. So she's doing like a girl. Angelica Ray, she's
over at Ancora.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ancora, bartender extraordinaire, mm-hmm. and also a very talented artist.
She's a tattoo herself.
Yes, yeah, she did.
Yeah.
So she's also got a piece, Karen Vita. She's been featured recently at Gerber's Tavern. She's got her prints up, I just saw now, at Peter's Cornucopia. She's got a really funky, fun style, and she's a great person. And then the talented Victor Lanuza.
Oh, yeah.
He
old childhood friend of mine.
Like, he's a real talented guy anyway, and like you see him in Four Elements, like his fine arts, and then he was killing it outside with a spray can. I was like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, he used to do like straight graffiti when he was younger. So like,
I had no idea. He came in and he was doing graffiti art. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was completely floored.
So when I say we have the gamut of talent
you forgot
in
Maria.
This place, Maria Valise?
Yeah,
she was the
the
first draft pick.
And like all these other people that I mentioned also have outside murals. So a lot of murals are done. There's more than one by each artist in most cases. So that's why I didn't bring them up again because we already kind of mentioned them. So there's indoor, outdoor. There's literally art everywhere you look. The bar is getting fully graffitied down the bar, like the actual wood of the bar.
Oh, and, cool.
There's not going to be a place you're going to look that isn't painted with color and fun and expression and
people will be laying
goodness.
On the bar taking pictures with one
yes.
going down.
Lay
right
down.
Now.
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody else on that list you're missing?
I think I got everybody.
Nice.
So thank you for letting me do that.
What
appreciate
a list.
It.
What a list.
And I'm sure there's going to be more.
And how blessed do you feel to be working with all this great group of people, these talented people?
I'm honored, like to say the least, that people are wanting to be a part of what we're doing. And again, like I'm just feeling in great gratitude too, like being able to have a collective group of this strong, talented individuals that are on the ship, you know, wanting to change the city. And, you know, like Utica Mural Project with Tony, and Tom Saborio's been doing that, and they've been consistently trying to do more public art. And I think this is a great opportunity to keep showing that. Like, they just did a new mural at the Thinkubator too, downtown. It's really cool. It's like a brain. It says contemplate, but it's like people's faces in it. It's like real cool. Anyway, so the public art thing has always been a challenge. Like, it's not easy to get things approved and funded and everything. Right. And artists need paid jobs. Like, support your local creatives, whether it's a musician, whether it's an artist. And yeah, sometimes, like, you know, you're supporting community stuff. You don't always have the budget, but like anything, like, mm-hmm. you know, pay them in promo, pay them, you know, but money really works the best. And I'm saying this because I don't think a lot of people will. Like,
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Artists are mm-hmm. trying to strive and become full time at what they love and follow their passion and keep creating. And everyone loves it. But like, people need to pay for it. Like, you honor them mm-hmm. and their value by paying mm-hmm. them. And that goes for musicians. That goes for writers. That goes for, you know, marketing on the Disruption Network. Like, these people are doing things in the community that are changing it. And what adds more value than connecting people to one another through any modality, whether it's painting or radio mm-hmm. or music? And that's what brings us all together. And that's what we're on this planet to do. So if there's anything worth spending money on, it's the talented people that can make you feel something. So that's my soapbox speech about that.
I love it. Michelle, other than the grand opening, you got any other dates you want, like, to plug at Sickenburger?
Phil Farda on some stuff. So just go to the Sickenburger Lane Facebook page and you'll see what's going on there. But yeah, working with Phil Farda with some different stuff too, because I told him, if I'm going to work with you, I want something completely different that nobody else is doing. So that's what we're working on.
Right on. Cool. Yeah. Good. Yep. Awesome. And you got anything you'd like to plug?
One more project that I'm doing. So that Soul Sisters movement, we are doing a art collective project. We're doing a call out that's actually hasn't gone out today. It'll probably go out tomorrow for women in the community. We're working with Erin Covey and Katie Giacovelli, my girl. She's partnering with the Soul with me for the Soul Sisters movement, and she's handling all the music.
Oh, cool.
And with hopefully you. We'll see.
There we go. I don't know. You still got to come through on your last deal, Ange.
Speaking of, we probably will pay you, so that's good.
Then I'll do it.
Yes. So I follow my own, I heed my own notification of paying people. I do my best. But so we're trying to collect as many women as humanly possible to come down to the Stife on May 21st and 22nd. I will have to leave to go do the garbage pickup. But at the Barrack, we're going to be there from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. just taking headshots of every culture, every woman, we want every race, creed, color represented in this piece. So it's basically going to be a collective mural of photos.
That's
of
awesome.
All the women in Utica and showing what the fabric of women in our city represents. And that's a Soul Sisters piece that we're going to be like the leave behind for the event.
That is very cool.
And Erin Covey has graciously donated her services as a photographer for not only the 2 days, but the editing and everything else that she's doing. So thank you so much, Erin and Katie. This was really Katie's inspired idea. She really was like obsessed with this whole like photo mural idea, and I was like, okay, let's do it, you know. And so the Utica Love group is going to be doing this. So if you could grace us with your beauty on the 21st and 22nd, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
at the Stife, 618 Varick Street.
Yes, we Utica. Will be taking photos all day, and we want basically 16 and over. We really want it to be a representation of, not that we don't love little beautiful baby girls, but we want to represent mature women mm-hmm. in our city. So that's a big project for the show too.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Give people all your social media information and how they can get in touch with you.
So you can find me on Facebook under BB Designs or B Life Coaching. I also met B Brush Designs on Instagram and at Utica Love One for the Utica Love Artist Group on Instagram as well. And you can find me on all the social media outlets.
I'm Michelle. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You're done?
I'm done.
Michelle, your social media tags?
Oh, social media. Let's see. Sickenburger Lane.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot, right?
Yeah.
And then you have Steve, too.
I have the Steve. Uh-huh. I have the Varick. I have the Brewery District Association. and also on Instagram, I have the Steve, but I'm going to start a Sickenburger. Sickenburger at 624 on Instagram, so everybody can put their selfies up, you know. And I have a website. You just have to put in the Steiff, the Sickenberger, or the Varick, and it'll come up automatically on Google, and my website will come up. So, yeah.
And also the websites, too, www.bbdesignsutica.com and blife.us is my coaching site.
Nice. I am blessed to be in a circle with both you ladies, and thank you so much for coming in today. And the order of the day, people, is go on out to the re-grand opening of Sickenberger Lane. It's happening May 10th at Sickenberger Lane, 624 Varick Street.
You got it.
My old neighbor. Do you guys miss me down there?
I missed you so much. You have no idea.
Oh, no offense.
It was great.
We had fun. We did have fun. It was fun when it was just three of us on the street.
Yeah.
Right? It was just me, you, and Chip.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun back in the day. But,
yeah, we did.
Hey, Varick Street is Varick Street what it is today, and it's a good thing, and it's well needed in the community. And
yeah, we need more, though. It needs to grow more. Well,
Varick Street needs a store on Varick Street.
Needs public art on the road, on the street.
They need a store.
It needs more character.
There needs to be a place where you can get, like, you know, condoms and cigarettes and chips or whatever. It needs some kind of, it does. It needs like a little
convenience store or something.
It needs something other than a bar. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bars down there, you know?
But that will come.
Yeah.
That will come. We need more housing there.
Yeah.
You know, because when people live on the street and in the apartments and whatever, don't forget the whole housing project's going in at the end of the street by the brewery.
Yeah.
The other condos are going there. So you'll probably see more stores going in.
Good. Because it's needed.
Absolutely.
And not until the bargain grocer opened up on, Lincoln Ave over there?
Yeah.
There was not one grocery store on... Mm-hmm. In West Utica whatsoever. Not one.
The closest was the Smith Market that just opened up.
And Bag Square.
Now Westwood. Westwood's open on Jackson
Street.
Oh,
yeah. Nessa Carbone put that in. Nice. Mm-hmm. She did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good summer, though. It's going to be rocking on Varick Street.
Oh, it is.
It's going to be.
We are going to have some fun.
We have a movement.
Yes.
We have a major movement, you guys.
Bandage is saying that was one of the retirement plans of a few people I know, a store on Varick Street that sells solely condoms, beer, and smokes. Well, it's much needed, though. It really is.
Yeah, I agree.
It's much needed because there's no place to get cigarettes anymore. I mean, granted, there's still smokers out there. I mean, you're pretty much the only bar that allows smoking.
Yeah,
these
I have
days,
a smoking
right?
room. Yeah, we had to morph the Varick, we had to put a smoking room in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the health department came in last November, gave us a month to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise. I mean, they had to do all this ventilation and, you know, but we did it.
Yeah.
So we still have smoking in there. Yep.
Yeah, you always follow all the guidelines.
I have to.
You always have.
You have to.
You always play by the rules.
Last.
Yep, exactly.
If you don't have integrity, you're not going to last.
Indeed. And that's why you've been there for 30 mm-hmm. years.
32.
There should be a statue of you on the end of Varick Street somewhere.
Scary to think.
Hell yeah.
There is. We have a saint at one end. I got a statue of Mother Mary Ann Cope.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And yours should be right next to it.
You know. Isn't that amazing? That's really cool. I think that's cool. We've got the Irish Cultural Center opening. That's beautiful.
I can't wait to see that.
Oh my God, I went inside.
I don't know.
When does that open?
I'm not sure.
Soon, though.
Yeah, soon.
It's like ready to go.
It looks like a castle. It's beautiful.
Yeah, cool. I looked in the windows a little bit, driving by. I was like, that looks awesome.
It's going to bring a lot of people down to the street.
Cool. Good.
Yeah. I like it.
Very good.
Positive.
And then maybe somebody will come in and buy that other corner up of Varick Street. I know that whole corner is pretty much for sale over there,
yes.
right? Across from the church.
Yes.
Just graze it. Knock it down. Build.
Something good will happen there.
Yes.
And I won't buy it, though. My husband will kill me. I'm done.
You're done. That's it. No more. I love it. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Go
really
down.
Appreciate it.
Go visit the grand opening, the re-grand opening of Sickenberger Lane on May the 10th. And before we get out of here, love and respect to my boys out in Nye Volkswagen in Rome. Stop in, see their showroom, 5865 Taberg Road in Rome. And mention the D, they're going to give you $250 off any vehicle purchase. So if you're in the market for a brand new VW, and I'm telling you, and I speak from experience because that Jet out there is a pretty kick-ass car. I'm loving that thing. Go out and get yourself a brand new Volkswagen. Save yourself some gas mileage, people. I'm telling you, 40 miles to the gallon, I get that thing on the highway.
Good. That's for awesome. The environment. I like it.
And I'm in the middle of summer concert season. Well, not yet, but summer concert season comes rolling around, and my ass is traveling all over the place. So
right. That's
why I went with the economy.
Yeah.
Need to save on
good
the
man.
Gas mileage. Yeah.
Good
man. And Nye Volkswagen, they make some good, Volkswagen in general makes some good gas saving products, but Nye Volkswagen is definitely a great dealership to deal with. Hit them up online at nyevdubrome.com. Also, my boy Eddie Alsheimer, EJA Moving Company, the competitively priced moving. Let Eddie break his back instead of you breaking his back. You know, let me tell you, man, I wish Eddie could move my stuff for me because my back is killing me today.
Does he like move couches out?
He'll move whatever. He'll move gym furniture.
I need a couch removed.
Yeah.
From our house.
He'll come right to your house and remove it.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I'm calling him.
He'll do whatever. Call him today. It's 315-335-0516.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait, I got him. He's right here.
There you go.
I got him.
You got it. Eddie's the man. He is. And he's so easy to work with, and he's super cool. And all you got to do is like put that there, put that there. He'll even pack your stuff up for you.
Well, I just need to get rid of a couch. Yeah, that's very large and heavy.
He'll move you to Colorado. He'll move you to Mexico. He'll move you to Canada. You want to move to Saskatchewan, he'll move you there.
Cool.
Like, seriously, he'll move you wherever you got to go.
I'm Utica for life, probably.
Me too.
You can hit him. Yeah, me too. EJAmoving.com for more information. And thanks to all my sponsors, Utica Coffee, Saranac. Can't forget about Saranac. They're always keeping us hydrated here on EC Radio. And tomorrow, we've got a very eclectic band coming in tomorrow, Pygmy. Are you guys familiar with Pygmy? Kind of in the vein of like Rob Zombie type style stuff. They're coming in here. There's going to be blood all over the place tomorrow.
I like it.
Cool. Yeah, it's freaky. It's freaky. But they'll be here tomorrow on EC Radio. It should be a good time. I want to remind everybody they can listen to this podcast and previous podcasts of EC Radio and all the content we have here on the D at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel and Twitch and Twitter, and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Pretty much anywhere where you listen to podcasts is where you can find the D in EC Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
EC Radio.
Only on the D.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like Three Up, Three Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the baseline.
Join the baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at NYVWofRome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, DisruptionNetwork.net.